direction coming.
That's right.
Receive it, receive it, receive it. Rest coming. Rest, rest, rest. That's right. Pleasure, rest. Out of these pressures. Answers coming. Answers coming for those questions. Answers coming. Answers coming. Answers coming. Healing coming. Deliverance coming. The yoke is being destroyed. The burden is being lifted. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Supernatural encounters. Divine encounters. Angelic encounters happening now.
And your life will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Prayers that open doors. The second part of this message in Colossians chapter 4 and in verse 3. Without praying for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in bonds. Prayer that opens doors. Our objective is to understand the prayer kinds that open doors. A major force for the opening of doors spiritually is the force of prayer. The force of prayer. In the first service, we saw how Elijah, a man of prayer, opened and closed doors at will. In this service, we shall look at the life of Daniel, a prayer man, a man of prayer, according to Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, who prayed three times every day. He was a man who literally lived in the realm of open doors. Daniel chapter 1 verse 9, we saw the doors of favor open to Daniel before the prince of the eunuchs. He lived in the realm of open doors. What kinds of prayers? For we know there are different kinds of prayers, but which particular kinds opens doors? Number one is intercessory prayers. We looked at Job chapter 42 and in verse 20, where Job prayed for his friends and God opened the door for him to come out of prison. That is, intercessory prayers is the prayer where you forgot your needs and focused on the needs of others. Prayers that overlook personal challenges to focus on the challenges of others. It works by the seed principle. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. It said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That is the seed principle of the intercessory prayers. If you are praying for somebody who was stranded, nothing can make you stranded in life. If you decided to focus your intercession on someone whose life is experiencing confrontations, that prayer multiplies back to you to deliver you from your own confrontations. It follows the Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 principle. Whatsoever, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Whatever, according to Mike Murdock, you make happen for people, God makes it happen for you. If you pray that it be well with a family, it cannot be ill with your own family. The intercessory prayer principle is the kind of prayer where you are praying for someone, God answers you first and answers them. The Bible didn't say God turned the captivity of Job's friend. It said God turned the captivity of Job while he prayed for his friends. He forgot himself. is the young lady trusting God to be married and is praying that God will give the husband to another lady first, whose case is more desperate. Is the young woman trusting God for the healing of her child and is praying for another child to be healed first? It is the businessman trusting God for a business breakthrough and is praying for another businessman first. It's the seed principle. For whatsoever a man sows, he reaps. Number two is kingdom vow based prayers. Kingdom vow based prayers. That was the prayer that Hannah prayed in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11 all the way to verse 18, where Hannah was looking for the fruit of the womb and decided that instead of praying for the fruit of the womb, let me ask God to give me a child that I can give back to him. Because Hannah saw that there was a need for a prophet in the house of God, and he decided to tie her needs to the needs of God. And once she did that, her challenge was over. T.L. Osborne said, success in life is finding out what God is doing and doing it with him. Success in life is finding out what God is trying to do and do it with him. God, you want to build a church? Send the money through me. You want to send missionaries to the mission field? Send the money through me. You want to establish media houses for the gospel? Send the money through me. Vow-based, kingdom vow-based prayer. Jacob prayed such prayers in Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 to 22. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth unto thee. That was the beginning of the tithe. In other words, Lord, try me and see. Vow-based prayers. It blasts open the doors. Number three is consecrational prayers. This is prayers that center on being useful to God. Being useful to God. It is not the prayer where you are asking God for what to do for you, but you are asking God, how can I be of use to you? It opens doors. In Luke chapter 3 verse 21 and all the way to verse 22, we saw Jesus as he was baptized and he was praying, the heaven opened. It is a prayer where we come to God and say, do with me what you want to do with me. Send me to do what you want me to do. I am available to fulfill your righteousness. You say it, you mean it. God knows it and the devil knows it. This was a prayer Isaiah prayed in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 to 5. Where the Bible said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With 20 covered his face, and with 20 covered his feet, and with 20 did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the Lord. This was consecration. Lord, I am not qualified. I'm not here to ask for money. I am not here to ask for a house. I'm not here to ask for anything. Just purge me, make me ready, make me useful. And then, please read it on. Verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lord, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away. He said, lo, rather, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And then also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, what? Send me. You see, the door of ministry blasted open. Open. Isaiah did not come and say, send me. He didn't come and say, Lord, increase my anointing. He didn't come and say, I want to see more drastic miracles. He came before God to make himself available to be useful. Lord, see me. Check me. See my unclean lips. See my unclean life. When God finished cleaning him, he didn't even suggest anything. And then God said, for coming and for you to be made available and ready, now a bigger ministry door is open. If you are usable, you will be used. So the most important prayer is not God use me, but God make me usable. Because it is possible to be available and not usable. It's possible to be available and not sendable by God. So this is consecrational prayers. Where you forgot any mundane thing. You forgot asking for cloth and shoe and car and house. And you are just there with God. Search me. Touch me. Change me. Clean me. Make me useful in your hands. And then he blasts the doors open. And I see someone's door opening. Number four is corporate prayers. This is a prayer where the whole church, the brethren are in unity. It is a prayers of agreement with the saints. We are referring to prayers of one accord. Prayers in one accord. We are talking about prayers of unity. The unity of the brethren. We are talking about taking advantage of the force of agreement. The agreement of the church. In Acts chapter 12 verse 5. And all the way to verse 8. We look at how Peter was in prison. And the church prayed for him. And the prison doors opened. And he came out. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 4. We are going to see another agreement prayer there. In verse 31. Okay, let's start from verse 28. Back up a bit. Lord, behold, they are threatening. Verse 6. They threatened the disciples. And they went. He said, the kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child, Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. He said, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. He said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. The church had been threatened. They said, don't speak anymore in this name. They imprisoned them. In other words, you are not permitted to move beyond this periphery. And he said, and they prayed together. And he said, grant thy unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and thy signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed together, the place was shaken. Do you remember another shaking? In Acts chapter 16. When Paul and Silas prayed and sang, and the foundation of the prison was shaken and all doors opened. This was another shaking to release them. And the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with all boldness. And verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one accord. Now go to verse 33. He said, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. The door of grace opened. The door of the supernatural opened. The door of audacity opened because they were united in prayer. Am I communicating at all? This is very, very critical. Every time the church is praying together, it is not a time to dodge and do your own things. I tell you a story. In the year of 1979, there was a fasting and prayer that was on. And young men, I was a very, you should imagine my age at that time. But three days dry fast was my first time in life to ever imagine 3 days dry fast. It was in a secondary school facility where we were doing the fast. And young man, because I was so weak, so tired, so exhausted. I remember one of those days, and it was meant to be total fast. One of the men there, the reverend, they said, drink water, it will not spoil the fast. I felt it would spoil the fast. He compelled me to drink the water. I drank the water, but on the third day, I vomited all the water before going to eat. Now, one of the young men that was with us, and I asked him, I said, brother, how far is the fasting going? And this was like around 1. And the other said, so sorry. I forgot I have eaten. And then I said, that's not good. All right, make sure you don't forget again. The next day, how far will they fast? I forgot again. For the 3 days, he continued eating. He forgot around 1. He forgot around 2 and broke the fast. And I know of a couple of young men at that time who did not take that corporate fasting serious. Many did not amount to anything. They didn't amount to anything spiritually. Not even anything secularly. Not even anything naturally. And I don't want to give details because these days everybody watches us. So they may be watching. I don't want to give details beyond that. Am I communicating? Whenever it is time for corporate fast, dive into it. Because there is a synergy of energy. A synergy of what? A synergy of energy. One shall chase 1,000. 2 shall chase 10,000. There is a synergy of energy that confronts every strategy of the enemy. That's right. Take your seat. And we are in one such fast together right now. And I believe that there is someone here tonight. Whatever the enemy has organized and orchestrated against your life and your family, this synergy of energy shall blast off the strategy of the enemy. If you believe, shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Corporate prayers. And finally, it is praiseful prayers. It opens doors. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, Paul and Silas at midnight they prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was an earthquake. Judges chapter 6, verse 20, that one there was not even prayer involved at all, it was praise. Joshua 6:20. Where the children of Israel marched around the wall of Jericho and they gave a shout of praise. And that wall that was worse than a prison wall collapsed. And they stepped into the land that the enemy was preventing them from. What are we talking about? Write it down. Praiseful prayers are prayers that combine the appreciation and celebration of God with supplication and petition. Prayers that combine the appreciation and celebration of God with supplication and petition. That is, you are praising God, you are worshiping Him, and you are combining it with petitions and requests. There is a way the Amplified Version puts it, and I want to look at it right now. Somebody says celebration and appreciation combined with supplication and petition. See, that is what I want to do. Hallelujah. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but with in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Can I look at it from the Amplified Version? Do not fret
or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God.
There's a translation I can't remember now. He said, let thanksgiving shape your prayers. It's like, let thanksgiving become the wrapping paper. Present it to God and wrap it with thanks. So that the first thing God saw was the thanks, the appreciation. Let thanksgiving shape your worries into prayer. And at the end of the day, you have the doors open. Someone say aloud, amen. Anybody set for open doors, say aloud, amen. Say louder, amen. You are set for open doors, say the loudest, amen. The Message Bible. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns. Let it shape your prayers. Shape your worries into prayers. And the doors must open. Take your seat and say louder, amen. And what is the counsel if you are to pray prayers that open doors? First of all, always mean business with God. Come to the point where God takes you serious. It is one thing for you to trust in God. It's another thing for God to trust in you. Concerning Abraham, God said, I know him. I believe him. I know he will command his children after him. It is one thing for you to count God faithful. It's another thing for God to count you faithful. Mean business with God. And secondly, always pray with all your heart. According to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. Distraction is the enemy of all destinations, including the destination of answered prayers. Like we have always said, the law of focus said, anywhere you are, be there. Whatever you do, do it. If it is praying, you are praying, pray it. If it is sleeping, sleep it. But don't pray and sleep. Don't preep. You know preeping? Preeping. That is preeping. You started with prayer and ended with sleep and vice versa. Whatever you do, do it. Am I communicating? Do it. And I believe that today is somebody's day. If you are that person, stand up with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings as we put into practice the things we just received. Lift your hands and appreciate him for what you just received. In Jesus' precious name, hold the hand of someone near you. Just tutu. And lift the hand up. Tutu. And see after me, say, Father, I pray for this, your child. Okay, if you can be three. In case you are two and then one person's hand is not available. No, if you are already two, it's okay. But if you can't find a partner, join somebody and become a third person. That's what I mean. Right. Lift the hands up now and say, Father, I pray for this, your child. You know their needs. You know the needs of this, your child. Father, I overlook
my own needs now. And I am asking that you'll visit this person. Visit your child with divine visitation, divine intervention in that area of their life where they need you now. Father, visit your child today in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and lift your voice and pray. Visit your child. Visit this your child. Visit your child.
Izueno o kwantami elipuada izagiana antalotenge ejuampena alakankayos buadande tintua mambuande agandandos zigia libia tusua papua katiata zagadanite pepe yuaganata latua uzuakata ekendua mantua kwa tuandengi angananta juanga balaganante tete ziketea lapatua ziantanko jonganda mbambuandu antankandia lagadiada puwa tataya ziatua shongwadi elwata akandia ibuanankento jonguama alangwa ndenzwe mwandu anziantata lakatataya badiash
in Jesus precious name. Now lift up your hands by yourself and say, Father,
Father,
I am available. I ask, Lord, that you will do with me what you want to do with my life. Father, cleanse me. Help me to be pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus. Help me to be pleasing to you. Help me, Lord, to fulfill your desire for my life in the land of the living. To do what you want me to do in the land of the living. I am available, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. Hold the hands now. We're holding the hands in chain. Apart from the eye, just chain and lift it high up. It's corporate prayer we're about to pray. Say, Father,
Father,
visit this house
with your power.
Everybody connected,
related,
associated
with this commission
worldwide.
Visit us
with open doors,
spiritual open doors,
ministry open doors,
open doors in all realms.
We receive the open door mantle now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. We'll receive it.
Aya. Yeshoko pakataka.
Your people cry.
Your people cry, holy. Your people cry, holy. Your people cry, holy is the Lord.
Dunamis cry.
Dunamis cry. Tsunamis cry, holy. Tsunamis cry, holy.
Faint as tea. Tsunamis cry.
Tsunamis cry, holy. Dunamis cry, holy. Dunamis cry, holy.
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and let's begin to appreciate him for the answer to the prayers. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high up. We're going to use a few minutes to take the praise while the communion is on and appreciate God. But say, Father, thank you for hearing and answering in Jesus' name. Lift the hands high. Everyone in this sanctuary, gallery, overflow, everywhere you are, you need to have your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. You'll pick your Bible, you'll pick your bag, and quickly rush to the frontier, and let's pray for you as we take communion position. Quickly pick your Bibles, your bags. You want to rededicate yourself to God. You want addictions broken. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to renew your relationship with God. You want to stop drinking, smoking, womanizing, whatever it is. You want it, or you want to be born again for the first time. Pick your Bibles and bags, and let us come forward. God bless you. The rest of us, take your seat, and I'll give you the count of seven as you do so. I prophesy upon the communion in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. The spirit of prayer that was upon the Master be transmitted through this communion. He never prayed a prayer that was never answered. I prophesy answered prayers unto open doors is your portion. And everyone taking this communion tonight, every spirit of prayerlessness, every spirit of lukewarmness dies right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree today that this communion will flush every affliction from your body, every disease and every sickness. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You are worthy to.
Please offer your knees, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today that the hold of sin be broken off your life and grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' name.
Jehovah, you are worthy, Lord. Hey.
You
are worthy, Lord. Hey. Worthy, 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 Jesus. Praise you, I will praise you. Hey, hey. Let me praise. I will praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Everywhere.
In Jesus' name. How many of you believe your doors are open right now? Go and return back with testimonies of open doors. Open doors! And what is your testimony? Place your right hand on your forehead and leave the other hand. Go forth. And the Lord caused all doors to open. You return back with testimonies of open doors. And I declare that everything the devil closed against you is open right now. And as you put this prayer into practice, may you see testimonies. It is well with you. It is well with your family. It is well with your loved ones. There shall be no loss, no calamity, no disaster. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you in Jesus' name. And the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be an
abundance now. No!
all. You cannot be anointed and be smelly. You cannot be anointed and your destiny be stinking.